Joining us now, he's the head golf professional out at TPC Boston. Mark Nowoselski joins us. Mark, what's going on this morning, my man?
Oh, we call this Setup Saturday. It's kind of the first day that we're closed to the membership, and before everybody gets in town, today's the one day that we kind of flip the entire clubhouse, locker room, practice facility, and golf course to get ready for the guys that'll start showing up pretty much Monday.
Yeah, well, you know, first off, last year, I mean, you really had a crappy leaderboard. I mean, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Mark Leishman, Paul Casey, John Rahm, Phil Mickelson,
yeah,
Patrick Reed. I mean,
people in Boston were complaining. There were no stars.
Yeah, I know. You look at our past champions, and you know, the few guys that haven't won majors in the past champions list, and you know, you shoot for that every year. So it was great to see, you know, Justin Thomas come on top right after he won the PGA as well.
So when you're looking at course setup for the week, I mean, how did the off season, the winter affect things? Are there trees that are no longer in play? Did you have to cut stuff down? I mean, how, you know, what kind of a winter did you have up there, and how did it affect your preparations through spring and summer?
Yeah, you know what? It was pretty calm until we hit, you know, mid-February, early March, and then we saw about 3 weeks of some big snowfalls. We did lose quite a few trees, nothing really that impacted the golf course, and a lot of it had to do with some rains and just kind of some wet ground and heavy snow just took over a few trees, but nothing that impacted the golf course. So, you know, we got some great playing conditions. We've had you know, a little bit of a challenging summer with a lot of rain, a lot of heat and humidity, which, you know, can take its toll on the golf course. But our team's done a great job in getting it ready this week.
Yeah, I mean, so it can play out at almost 7,300 yards. Do you anticipate stretching it out this week?
You know, I have no idea, to be honest with you. That's entirely up to the rules officials. Gary Young's our PGA Tour Advanced Rules official. He's been out here walking the golf course, marking the golf course each day leading up to the event. So his team and Vice President of Rules Mark Russell, they'll be the ones setting it up each day. So, you know, a lot of it will dictate on wind direction, how firm and fast they can get the thing playing, and they just kind of take the setup day by day.
Yeah, but all of the back tees are in play, though, right?
Oh, yeah, as far as I know. They haven't put any notices that that anything would be closed.
Awesome.
So what is it about TPC Boston that gives us the great champions winning this event and this, you know, all the heavyweights being at the top of the leaderboard?
I mean, you know, you've seen it for the last, you know, 10, 11 years of the playoffs that, you know, we do have the top 100 players in the FedEx Cup here. So you're already starting out with the best of the best. So, you know, they always kind of say the cream rises to the top. You get to the playoffs, and you get the people that are riding the hot streak that rolling right in here. So, you know, we've seen, you know, great champions with Phil and Tiger, Rory, Stricker, Charlie Hoffman. You know, the 2-2 of the President's Cup and Ryder Cup and stuff like that.
So, when we're talking about how to play this golf course, you know, if your game is not up to snuff, what are we going to see? You know, where are we going to see that happen? I mean, is it tee shot? Is it second shot? Is it putting? Is it around the green? If somebody's not on top of what part of their game, is it going to impact them the most?
Yeah, I tell you what, this year could be really challenging. You know, kind of the consensus is, you know, it's been for years, is if you can get out and score well on the first four holes and score well on the last four holes and just hold on to your seat of the pants for the middle 10, then you can put together a good round. But with a lot of the rain and heat and humidity that I mentioned earlier, we've seen, you know, I was just out last week with a few of the members playing a couple holes, and the rough is a little more challenging than I've seen in previous years, so especially around the greens and around the fairways. So it's going to put a premium on, you know, I think hitting fairways as well as hitting greens when you are on the fairway.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the rough, because unlike a lot of New England courses, it's really a fairly new course. It's got, you know, it doesn't have as much age on it as some of the others, I think 2003 and then a redesign. You know, when you get into the rough, is it a well-rooted rough that's going to, you really have to swing hard through?
Yeah, you know, the teams here has done a great job of building that up, and you know, they do a lot of you know, fertilizer and compost to help thicken up the rough, and you know, it is it is well suited, and it's, you know, I'd say exceptionally, you know, decently thick this year. I'm not sure what they're going to cut it at for the tournament, but it's definitely noticeable that it's gotten thicker, you know, as the course has matured.
You know, it's interesting too, because we're watching this week in New Jersey, where, you know, the rough looks thick, but sitting there watching the other day and seeing you know, Koepka and Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas playing together, hitting it, you know, bombing it out there, hitting it in the rough, and you're like, man, there's no way they can get this thing on the green. And next thing you know, the ball's in the green, and Tiger's hitting it in the rough, and these guys are, what are they going to see? I mean, if they hit it 300 and something yards out there, are they going to still have wedge into these greens? And, you know, or is it, you know, 7 and 8 iron, and maybe it is more of an issue?
You know, it's really going to depend. You know, granted, they're still a few holes. They're gonna have wedges into the green, but it depends on how firm we can get the golf course. We were actually down at Ridgewood on Thursday checking out the facility, and it seemed like they had got quite a bit of rain, so it was a little bit soft. Somebody told me I thought they played lift clean and place the first round, so that definitely gives more of the ability to stop the ball on the greens. But if with any luck, the heat and stuff this week, we can firm things up and make it a little more difficult to stop those wedges out of the rough and put a little more premium on, get some spin on the golf ball.
Well, we're talking to Mac Nowoselski from up TPC Boston in Norton, upcoming Dell Championship. I'm curious, looking at the scorecard, where you're looking at the handicaps, the way the holes are laid out, where are we going to see guys score? I mean, and then where are we going to, can we look for some carnage to happen? Where they'll really be tested either with placement or difficult green that they have to navigate?
Yeah, you know, I think kind of, as I mentioned, the first few holes are I'd say gettable. You know, one kind of a relatively short par four right out of the gate, where they can hit anywhere from, you know, wedge to 9 iron into the green, and then two starting off a par five. You know, PGA Tour players always score well on the par fives. You don't see a lot of par fives that play over par. So get out there and get a couple early, and then we get into some really challenging longer holes on, five and six. And then especially making the turn, we did the redesign on 12 and 13 last year, 12, 13, 14, a lot of three long holes in a row that puts premium on getting the ball on the fairway and getting the ball on the green. So, and then you come with, 16, relatively short par three, and then 18, that we've seen all the drama on over the years, a chance to score. So, like I said, score early, score late, and hold on right in the middle.
Yeah, how much fun is it to watch, you know, all these guys come down 18 with maybe a chance to win or to tie, and obviously you got to miss fairways off the tee, but then you got to get it in the right spot up near the green or on the green, and it's still not a guaranteed, even if you get it around the green sometimes, it's not a guaranteed four.
Yeah, it's been great theater over the years, and, about 4 years ago when we did the redesign, it really put a premium on that second shot. If you can get it, close, you can make an eagle, but, if you get it on the left side past that bank, then, it's not always the easiest up and down for a birdie.
So let's just say you weren't busy this coming Sunday and you were able to get 4, 5, 8 beers in. Where would we find you watching the action play out?
I tell you what, they got quite the setup kind of on the 17th and 18th. Harbor One's got the Champions Club, but that kind of overlooks 17T, 18 green. Great spot if you want to be around the people, but at the same time, if you want to get out there and walk a little bit, the front nine's wide open, very spread out, so it's easy to get a lot of people out there on the front nine and not really notice there being a lot of people out there. So if you want to see a lot of golf, I'd say, get out on the front nine somewhere. If you want to be around the people, around the crowds, then 16, 17, 18 is definitely the spot to be.
All right, so 267, 17 under last year. what are we going to get to this year? So if you've had those five or so beers or adult beverages that Mike was talking about, and you're going to put your feet up in the clubhouse on Sunday afternoon and say, nobody's going to touch this score that I have, what's that number this year?
Yeah, it's always, it's always hit or miss. We had, Ricky a couple of years ago at, I believe, 15 under when I was a little firmer. We did get some rain on third round Sunday last year, which, obviously a little softer conditions they could score. But, with the forecast we're looking at, 90s early in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then cooling down into the 70s, I think we can get it, the conditions pretty firm. And I wouldn't be surprised if – you know, 13, 14 is the winner, especially if the wind kicks up a little bit.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting event, and, you know, who's your favorite? I mean, Justin Thomas is the defending champion.
Yeah. What kind of player? I mean, is this going to require the tactician who can manage the golf course, or is it possible, based on what you're seeing condition-wise, that it can be someone can overpower it?
Yeah, you know what? You know, the one thing that I think we've seen consistently over the years at the top of the leaderboard are guys that are great putters. Our greens are, you know, in great condition, and you know, if you can get it, you know, close to the hole, you know, the guys that are making the putts are the guys that are winning the tournament. So I'd look at your guys that are, you know, towards the top of the stats and in the putting stats, and you know, I think they can you know, put themselves short of the top of the leaderboard, because this is a great place for them to roll the ball and get it in the hole.
All right. Well, Mark, we'll be watching out there. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.